Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. The show is about exposing corruption, talking about corrupted individuals. We have a long list of things to talk about. I saw this article. Theodore Roosevelt, 1907, made on immigration. And it's pretty good, I have to admit. So let's see if I can pull it up and read it to you. There you go. All right. Theodore Roosevelt's ideas on immigration and being American in 1907. In the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated on an exact equality and everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also, isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room but for one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people. So saith Theodore Roosevelt, 1907. Boy, isn't that just the truth here. Either you come in here to become an American, but you also want to be something else. You want to still have loyalty to your the country that you came from. Or, oh, I love this dual citizenship thing, too. Oh, that's just great. So there it is. And it's pretty profound. Should be read every once in a while nowadays so that everybody knows what we're talking about here. So it's pretty important. You want to be an American? That's okay, but you better be nothing but an American. So all this stuff, I just love it when I see illegal immigrants displaying the Mexican flag and protesting and telling everybody how oppressive the America is. That's just terrific. Yeah, you're going to go a long ways with that. Well, I think Trump is doing the right thing. It's too bad we have a governor in Nevada that doesn't have the balls to go ahead and call out the National Guard and assist in this border protection thing. There's, 11 states that Trump is asking for the governors to activate the National Guard and assist in securing our borders and rounding up these illegal immigrants. Man, and of course, our governor is allegedly a Mexican, Mexican descent, and he doesn't know if this is legal or not. Oh, give me a break. It's illegal to enforce federal law, federal immigration laws, and here you have the President of the United States asking for assistance. Well, this is, we're right down to the wire now. You don't want to assist the president in any type of assistance and in rounding up all these illegal immigrants. I love these sanctuary cities. I love this the list that they're posting. I think I remember seeing it on Facebook. They list all the top 10 sanctuary cities. And understand what we're talking about here, okay? The federal government is asking the states and the law enforcement community just to tell them that they have a illegal alien in custody, so that whenever that illegal alien is released from custody in the jail, they can just be picked up and deported. What's wrong with that? It's the law. It's the federal law. It's the federal immigration laws. Now, either we follow them, we are held accountable for following them, or let's just get rid of them. Let's just wipe them off the books. Why have a law on the books that you don't want to enforce? We've had 8 years of that kind of stuff, where the last president just basically undermined our Border Patrol and made them impotent. Now, when they're trying to do their job and trying to follow the law and do what their job is supposed to be and their duty, well, then everybody gets all excited. You got a governor like we got here in Nevada that says, well, I don't know if it's legal or not, or I don't know if I should do this or I shouldn't do that. Well, why don't I'd rather just go ahead and tax all small businesses and raise the largest tax increase that Nevada has ever had. That, I think, is legal. And I'm one of those ones that taxation is just theft. But it's okay for him to do that. He's pretty quick on that one. He says, oh, yeah, that's legal. But I don't know about activating the National Guard in order to enforce immigration laws. Oh, yeah, that's just special. I just can't wait. And remember, folks, I've brought this up before, back in 2000, when our governor was the attorney general. Him and Governor Gwynn and others, but those are the two main ones, conspired to remove $1 billion from the Nevada Treasury and put it in the private bank accounts of ICON to administrate workers' compensation benefits and whatnot. And what happens is that ICON uses the money for their own benefit, and that was Nevada money, and the money was supposed to be put into a trust, and it wasn't. So the head of the fraud unit for the state, that was Deputy Attorney General David Otto, filed a complaint. A complaint went into the bottomless black hole of the Washoe County District Court, and basically what it said was that Governor Gwynn and Attorney General Brian Sandoval, now Governor Sandoval, mishandled this money. And I'm sure that there's several other people involved in this, and I'm sure that everybody got their pockets lined on this particular caper. And I've heard that the rumor, because this thing isn't dead yet, that former Senator Reid had his hand in this thing. Of course, he probably had his hand in just about every criminal act that the state of Nevada can come up with. So anyway, that complaint, 2006 was when it was submitted by Attorney General, or Deputy Attorney General David Otto, who lost his job too and is now in private practice in Las Vegas. So another thing happened in 2006. It was a hell of a coincidence. Governor Gwynn, who was involved in this scandal, fell off his roof. He was working on his roof, and he fell off his roof, broke his neck, and died. It's kind of coincidental. Well, that's how we do things in Nevada. When things get hot, I mean, you name it, there's every criminal activity that you can possibly imagine committed by our elected officials. And when I say elected officials, my tongue's in my cheek, because I don't believe that Nevada has ever had a honest election in probably about 10 or 15 years. Everybody's appointed. It's appointed by the previous holder of that office, or or by the power elite in Nevada, the election process is mute, especially since we got those electronic voting machines that were manufactured in South America, and George Soros had his hands in that. So, and I've been advocating for a long time now that we should go to back to paper ballots, and that would alleviate a lot of all this BS that's happening on with our tabulation, electronic tabulation, electronic voting machines. And why do we have that? Because it's easier to manipulate it. It's just like our slot machines. I mean, the fix is in, folks. And there's several other states that have subscribed to George Soros' electronic voting machines. I believe about 15 or 16 other states. And that should be looked into. It's almost like a perfect crime, because once you start looking into these voting machines and the tabulation machines, well, then they have a time period in which you can investigate this. And then when you want to investigate it, you got to remember that these machines are made in South America, in Venezuela or Argentina, one of those places that bribery kind of like rules the land there. So you're going to try and put a subpoena out to, let's say, a company in Venezuela, and you want them to give up the computer codes for these tabulation and electronic voting machines. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be like trying to get an ice cream cone in hell. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to give you anything. And it's almost like I said, it's almost like a perfect crime. And where does this come out that, you know, South America is making our election machines? How does that happen? They make our election machine. Well, we don't have companies in North America that make electronic voting machines. You got to be kidding. If you do a little research, you'll find out that most European countries have done away with electronic voting machines because they found out that they're rigged. It's just one big rig. Your vote doesn't even count. Doesn't mean a thing. If there's an electronic voting machine that's involved, it's the fix is already in. I've run for sheriff the last four terms. And I remember, I mean, I didn't even make it past the primary. But the two guys that did the last time was Joe Lombardo and Larry Burns. I remember, well, at least in Nevada, they have the tabulation for the early votes. And I believe it starts around 7 p.m., then it goes all the way until all the precincts turn in their hard drives to the tabulation area. Well, 7 p.m. and a little bit after that, there was a precinct that turned in its hard drive, and they posted the results on this on the voting machines. And Larry Burns was behind Joe Lombardo by 3,300 votes. I remember that. It kind of stuck out, and I said, wow, you know, 3,300 votes. And, of course, that was only the first tabulation. Well, as time went on, the voting or the numbers were changing rather rapidly, and it finally came to the end. And you'll never guess, Larry Burns lost to Joe Lombardo by 3,300 votes. Wow. Geez, the voting was so close that the numbers never really changed. The spread never changed. Well, that's a mathematical impossibility, which with the way it's set up. But what that is it's called corruption. It's called election fraud. People want to call it voter fraud, but that implies that the voter did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. All he did is use those corrupted voting machines. So it should actually be called election fraud. And it seems like it's not getting any notoriety in the mainstream news media. Well, of course, because they're in on it. They don't want to report that all these states have had the same problem. And here, what's the latest one? 1.5 million illegal immigrants also voted? Well, now, isn't that just special? When are we going to stop all this BS? Well, Trump is trying to do it, but he needs our support. He needs the support of governors, kind of like Governor Sandoval that we have in Nevada. He's going to check it out to make sure that the request by Donald Trump is legal or not, and that it's activating the National Guard to go down there and assist with border security. There's a problem with that. Well, I think you better look a little close. But I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. Well, looks like we got a caller, Ava in Wisconsin. Ava, are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
What's on your mind? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm hanging in there, and I like your sense of humor. Yeah,
that's funny. The administration and the police department, LVMPD, didn't care for my sense of humor.
Oh my gosh, I cracked up. But hey, I got to ask you something.
Sure.
You know, with this whole thing that me and so many others have been going through with this corruption and everything, you know, Pandora's box.
Sure.
Okay. My grandpa was a pastor in Germany under Hitler, and he was in the same circuit as Dietrich Bonhoeffer. So out of their little groups of 10 that they all broke up into, my grandpa was the only one that survived, but they did arrest him all the time and torture him and everything. But,
Why did they arrest him, Ava?
Because he preached right from the Bible. He didn't do what Hitler was ordering all the pastors to preach and what not to preach. So every Sunday there was an SS guy sitting in the pews listening, and every night, Sunday night, he was arrested and tortured, and he stood firm and everything. And then they sent him to the front lines, and they had the order put out to kill him. And
He knew
the stars, so he could tell direction, and they were surrounded by the Russians, and there was a icy river on one side and woods all around them, and surrounded by the Russians, and the whole platoon ran. They panicked and they ran right into the enemy's, into them. But my grandpa and one other guy ran into the river, but my grandpa was shot and everything, but he ended up a POW for the Americans, and they treated him really good.
He was a POW in the American prison camp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand that the Germans actually preferred that because they would be treated a lot better than if they were taken prisoner in a Russian camp.
Oh, definitely. But what once you're on a blacklist like that for these Nazis, and Nazism isn't dead, it's alive, and I know that.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, I know it's alive and well too. We got a break for commercial. Stay on the line, Ava. I'll be back.
Okay.
Sunday's passing by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Martinez. The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN, and we're on the line with Ava from Wisconsin. Ava, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Have you heard anything about or been following the stuff that was happening in Burns, Oregon with Robert LaFoy, Finicum, and all them?
Was that the militia that were standing their ground?
That's right, up there in Burns, Oregon. But there was an American patriot that was killed and ambushed by the federal government. His name was Robert LaFoy Finicum. This was in January 26th of 2016. Did you hear about that?
Yes, is he the one that had his hands up in the air and they shot him anyway?
Yeah, yeah. I got a hold of the autopsy report on Robert LaFoy Finicum, and it shows him being shot in the back three times.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. So they're saying that he's reached into his jacket or by his jacket and allegedly to pull a handgun out. And, of course, that's the first thing that the feds do, is basically try to defuse the thing and blame somebody else for, you know, what happened there. Now, understand, and I've worked very closely with the federal government, the FBI, and the CIA, some of the, you know, the real super sneaky guys, and they usually use the local police department to assist in their work. But what I have found is that the person that does the dirty work usually is not he's just a contractor. You know, he's just like a paid assassin, because the actual federal agents, they never dirty their hands. You know, they're going to come out of this clean, but they set this thing up. So I just wondered if you knew about that or if you had heard anything more, because what I've read, and I don't know if it's true or not, but the case against the Bundys, Cliven and Ammon and Ryan and all the other patriots, is beginning to unravel and fall apart in Nevada. And I got a feeling that the federal government is going to dismiss everything against them. I just hope there's some kind of recourse by the Bundys and the Hammonds and the Finnegans, where they can just sue the living bejesus out of the federal government for the way they've been treated.
I hope so. I hope there's genuine justice, because that goes on so much. And the same, what I was going to say or ask you here, you know, when you step on a seat and you open Pandora's box, and all of a sudden you have like some family members, relatives, and friends that die in the most bizarre, weird way. Okay, do they? I know that they brought those, I call them Hitler's doc chemists, you know, the ones that, they're over here in these labs in those.
Yeah,
what did they
call that thing, Operation Pencil or something? It was somewhere they brought all those scientists
paperclip
over and made a deal, made them Americans, as long as they did some work for us.
Yeah, but Gordon, well, you know, with all these criminals, this Pandora box, I don't care if they're mafia or the ones like I'm up against, you know, with the elected officials, and they're in bed with so many different ones. Do they use these chemists or whatever to kill people, to murder them, like sneak in their house? Because I know they can get into anybody's house. Do they put, like, culture or give a person a shot? Because all of a sudden, when a person is supposed to, like, you know, you hear about them ready to testify, and all of a sudden they just happen to drop over dead with a heart attack or some other.
Well, look what the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation has, 50-some-odd people that were key witnesses, that were ready to testify, that had the knowledge of the way the Clintons were, you know, doing treasonous acts and leasing land from America to the Russians and everybody else. All of a sudden, just like you said, you know, they drop dead or have an accident or, you know, have a heart attack. The heart attack's probably the best one. And I'm sure that they got chemicals they can just kind of inject into you. And then what's the medical examiner or the coroner going to think? Oh, he had a heart attack. Okay. And then case closed. You know,
it's so
obvious that government control can just about do anything they want to, and then they can blame whatever they want to on anybody else. Scalia, okay, where does a judge or anybody else come about that says, no, we're not going to have an autopsy on Supreme Court Justice Scalia? We're not going to have one.
Oh, I know. That is murder. They murdered him.
Isn't it just something? Anyway, Ava, thank you for calling. Call in next week, next Saturday. And we'll discuss some more stuff.
Broadcasting. Sounds good. Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, this is Gordon Martinez. Show's called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. We got Fred on the line. Fred in Iowa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Gordon. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, Gordon, you didn't mention him, or maybe you don't know about it, but Tom Lacavara, that has RTR Truth on RBN, he's incarcerated on trumped-up charges without being charged and no bail.
And they that's the same thing they did to Clive and Bundy and Ryan and Ammon Bundy and 25 other patriots.
Okay,
same
here's
thing.
Something I really
no
want charge, you to look.
No charges, and they're incarcerated.
Yeah, here's something I want you to look into. Now, I don't care what religion any state or city or county or U.S. citizen belongs to. I don't care.
Okay.
But when one religion can be in control of these different organizations. Now, the Baptist vicar general, I made a mistake there. Not the Baptist, the vicar general, Catholic vicar general, Roman Vatican vicar general of the state, of every state, and individual states, and county vicar generals, when they control sheriffs, and look into this, what the hell is one religion dominating our country and our Constitution? That's church and state have went together.
Uh-huh.
Something else you may look into, Gordon, is who do
You made a statement there that this religion controls sheriffs. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. Maybe you haven't heard about that, but look into it.
No, I haven't. I have not heard of that. Now, I know, especially in Nevada, I mean, we haven't even had an honest election in probably 10 or 15 years, and the sheriff is usually appointed by the previous sheriff, and then the political elite makes sure that it's done, and the numbers, work out. So,
well, you know, I wrote it down, I guess, right after I talked to you or another program, but voting machines.
Yeah.
The paper. Yeah, okay. The Republicans passed the Voting Act in 2002 with no requirement that they produce a paper receipt.
Right.
Two companies that make these machines were made by Diebold and ES&S. The president.
Say that again, Diebold?
Yeah, Diebold and ES&S. The president.
ES&S, okay. Well, I know George Soros sold his machines that were made in South America. He controlled it to 15 states.
Yeah, but here's the deal on that. The president of one, the vice president of the other are brothers.
Oh.
But to get one more thing and I'll get off.
Okay.
Who? I'm asking a question. Who do all the kings and queens of the earth, presidents and dictators, and all religions bow the knee to? Who?
God.
No.
No. Okay.
No, you got it wrong, Gordon.
It's not
the
God?
Pope. The Pope.
It's the Pope.
Well documented, photographed, all the lines, you know, the Buddhist and Protestant, which have forgot their Reformation.
Right.
The kings and queens of the earth, the presidents, the dictators, and all the religions bow to the Pope.
Well, this last Pope ain't so hot.
Right.
He dips into politics instead of just running the church.
Well, we will have, people don't like to hear this, but we will have a one world government and a one world church.
I sure hope I'm not around, Fred, that happens.
Well, you're young enough if they don't bump you off, and that's quite likely they may before.
No kidding.
I'm 80, and I think I may see it if they don't bump me off. But
right.
I'm
66. I've got so many medical problems. I got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. So,
well, I'm 80, and
I hope I don't see it.
I'm 80, and I've ruined my health. I was a pretty tough guy. I've been a commercial fisherman and a Bering Sea and a logger and on and on and on and on. But I sat on my butt for the last 6 years in front of a computer, and I physically wrecked my health. And I got to get back out and walking and riding a bicycle, because you have to have your mind and body together, because you hurt one or the other if you don't take care
of both. You're right about that. I've got a stationary bicycle. I got just about every exercise equipment you can name in my living room and my family room. Obviously, I'm not married, so.
Keep it up, me neither, and feed your soul, and that is the King James Version of the Bible. Feed your soul, and you'll be protected, and you will be immortal until your work is done, and then you're a dead man, be it by foul means or just the good Lord is calling you down, calling you to rest, to go to sleep.
I appreciate that, Fred, and thanks for calling in. Call in next Saturday. And,
yeah, I will. I want to talk next Saturday to talk about the cops. It may sound start detrimental, but it'll come out. Anyhow, thank you. Bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye. I love you.
All righty. So, you know, we haven't talked about all these former crisis exercises the last 8 years that we've experienced. The one that kind of really... And I've delved into it, and I actually have a copy of some documentation that just might surprise you. And what I'm referring to is the Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut, and I have in my possession a document that basically indicates that the school, the Sandy Hook school, was condemned 9 months prior to the massacre. Now, that's kind of interesting because just that one document alone says that massacre was merely a drill. It was an exercise because it says that that school was condemned because of the asbestos inside the school. Now, there's other indicators that, you know, being an investigator for 39 years, okay, 39 years, I've got a little bit of experience when it comes to this. So when you start looking at the photographs of the school and the bullet holes in the glass, and it's the things that you look beyond the obvious. Here's a bullet hole in the glass in one of the classrooms. The problem is that 20 kids were killed, allegedly, and 6 adults were killed, allegedly. All right. And this is from a shooter with a handgun. At first, the infamous assault weapon, the AR-15, was reported to have been doing all the dirty work, but then we find out that that rifle... never left the trunk of the suspect's car, of the alleged suspect. Well, to note that somebody with a handgun, 9mm handgun, can kill everybody, 26 people, and nobody's wounded. There were no ambulances that charged into the scene to, you know, do some life-saving techniques to save some of those people. That's because... nobody died at Sandy Hook. It was a drill. It was an exercise in order to emulate and stimulate everybody to support the tough gun laws that are in effect in Connecticut. There was no blood. No blood. And let me tell you something. When you're shot with a handgun or a rifle, whatever, blood squirts out of your body. It goes everywhere. There's no blood. You look at the school, it looks like it was abandoned. You look at the files that were just strewn about the floor and the furniture strewn about the floor. He didn't have any time to knock furniture, and if he did, it was somebody allegedly that he shot. No blood again. In a scene like or an incident like Sandy Hook, and I've been to these kind of incidents, I actually was in control of the most expensive bomb investigation that Las Vegas has ever had. And let me tell you, it is like controlled chaos. That's what it is. But if you look, and it's a subtle thing. You look at the parking lot of Sandy Hook, and you see that all the cars are parked between the white lines. All the emergency vehicles are parked between the white lines. That's not how it works, folks. You got people slamming into that scene, parked every which way. Fact is, you got to assign police personnel in order to arrange ingress and egress areas so that emergency vehicles can take the wounded and set up a perimeter. And you have all kinds of vehicles that are coming in there, and none of them are going to park between the lines. That's just not the way it works. You know, there was a part there, and I've studied this over and over, and here supposedly a teacher is pulling a string of students, like about 15 students, and you don't see too much distress in their face. You see kind of like them laughing and joking, and this is done by one of those cameras that the police cars have, and it's been sitting there for several hours, and it sees this what reportedly was a teacher pulling about 15 kids across the parking lot. Well, you have to remember that there is lurking in the background over 600 other kids that were at that school that were not killed or allegedly killed, and you don't see any of them. Where are the other 600 children? Where are the panic-stricken parents that are racing to the school to pick up their child and bring them to safety? Where are they? They're not there. That's because this was a drill. This was an exercise. And it was poorly done. Very poorly done. So, anyway, I just wanted to kind of like bring up, and of course, we've noticed some of the same crisis actors in other crisis situations. Well, I tell you, it's what I look for now. Whenever there is a major incident, a crisis incident, like the one in Florida at the gay bar. Here you have citizens with stretchers, with injured people on them, and they're going in front of the camera, and they're heading back toward the nightclub. Now, that's kind of interesting. I asked myself, well, where did they get the stretcher? And where are they going with this person? These people obviously are not medical personnel. The hospital, it was like about four blocks away. You didn't see really any response by the medical personnel that was in the hospital that was four blocks away. But you did see civilians carrying injured people. Well, what appeared to be injured people, toward the nightclub. They would, like, from the left to the right, toward the nightclub. Not toward the hospital, but toward the nightclub. I don't know. I guess it's just me. I have a very suspicious mind. And when I examine these crisis incidents, there's always something wrong. What was it? The one up was it Washington at the university? I can't remember what state that was. It Oregon? Yeah, I think it was Oregon. All of a sudden, there was a big splash about the shooter and people injured and all this, and then all of a sudden, it went away. Nobody was interested in it anymore. I don't know. I just wonder if there's anybody else around here that kind of looks at it that way, or do they believe everything the government just vomits out, and I guess we're supposed to accept that and then say, oh, geez, you know, the gun is really bad and that we need to get rid of the guns. Get rid of the guns and everything will be all right. Mike in Maryland, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm like you. I'm suspicious of these mass shootings. I don't know if they're staged or crisis actors or if it's, what the deal is behind that. But the main reason I called is you were talking about sanctuary cities earlier.
Oh, yeah. Las Vegas is one of them, by the way.
Oh, sure. Well, if I understand correctly, the mayor of Miami, Florida, recently declared that Miami is no longer going to be a sanctuary city.
It's not. It's no longer. It's going to give up its illegal criminal aliens.
According to the mayor, he said, you know, he's going to comply with Trump's executive order, you know, about no longer being a sanctuary city.
That's great news. What's that mayor's name?
He's a Cuban American, and I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, okay. So, and when did this happen?
I just heard about it today.
No kidding. Well, that's finally, maybe people are starting to come around. Looks like we got to go to commercial. Stay on the line, Mike. I think it's time we stop,
children. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Gordon Martinez, this show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. We got Mike on the line. So, Mike, what city was this mayor of?
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. And you don't know his name?
I can't recall his name right now. He's Cuban American extraction. That's all I know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that Governor Sandoval is Mexican descent, and of course, I'm Mexican descent. And here he could have really gone up in the polls and the ratings and whatnot if he would have just agreed to use the National Guard to assist in border protection and rounding up all the illegal aliens in our community. But he said no. He says he didn't even think it was legal. Now, what does that mean? He doesn't think it's legal for him to activate the National Guard? So, I don't know. Politics, it's a dirty business.
There's a website called nodisinfo.com, and the person that runs the website, nodisinfo, D-I-S-I-N-F-O.com, he basically says all these shootings are staged? Stage a crisis actor, but he also believes planes didn't hit the Pentagon either, so you can take that for what it's worth.
You know, I've read that. It makes my stomach turn because here I have my country, a representative, federal government, saying that this happens and that happens, that and the other happens. Now, to prove and to emphasize your friend that said that no planes hit the Pentagon, the guys that investigated
no planes hit the Twin Towers. I mean, no planes hit the Twin Towers. I'm sorry. I personally don't believe the plane hit the Pentagon.
I'm with you there on that, too. They sent me to New Mexico energetic materials. Okay, I've spent a couple of weeks there learning all about bombs. And they had a really clear picture of the Twin Towers. And then they also had a clear picture of the plumes coming off on the sides, like a controlled demolition, which it was, okay? And so I raised my hand, there were about 200 cops in the room, and I said, you came up with this number, 3,762 people or whatever it was that died in the Twin Towers. I asked them, the instructors there, if that counted, also counted the people in the airplanes that struck the towers. And they looked at me like they wanted to eject me out of the room, right? And then they finally answered, and they said no. Well, of course, the next question is, well, why not? Aren't they as dead or what? That's because there wasn't anybody in those airplanes. And those airplanes were just drones.
They could have been.
That's right. And the people that would investigate that scene, the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the Pennsylvania in that field was the ATF. I personally had a conversation with the people that did that investigation. And when I asked them, were they at the Twin Towers? And they said, no. And I says, why weren't you there? And they said, that was just a fuel oil fire. Okay. And I says, did you go to the Pentagon? Oh, yes, we went to the Pentagon. Well, wasn't that a fuel oil fire too? They looked at me and they says, it's politics. Because the one that hit the Pentagon was a missile that was
a drone.
There's more and more evidence that keeps coming out. They don't even mention building number 7 in the official report for 9/11.
That's crazy.
Have you ever read that book? Have you ever read the official report?
No, I haven't. I should have, but I haven't.
Oh, and it doesn't mention building number 7. What the hell knocked that down?
I know.
Nothing touched it. I mean, the lie is it's just so prevalent and it's so open and they're ready to, it looks like our show is over. Mike, why don't you call in next Saturday and we'll continue this discussion.
Okay, thanks for the call. Great show as always. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Folks, it's been a pleasure. Have a slice, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.